Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, the air date of this episode today is October 12th, 2021. And subject tonight is Where Do the Homeless Go? We will be having an open mic and uncensored episode dealing with this inhumane situation that is rapidly spreading. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over. We'll be discussing the unhoused neighbor sweeps, otherwise known as traumatic displacements that occur on a weekly basis in major cities in America. Our unhoused neighbors, also known as the homeless, are predominantly black, especially in cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland, California, and Denver, Colorado. These cities are number one and two in the nation for gentrification and displacement of non-white people. Being unhoused is a traumatic experience, and we will be discussing how traumatic and depressing it is to me, the unhoused, or to me, the unhoused situation in cities that have inhumane laws like sit and lay and urban campaign bans, abuse of the unhoused by police agencies who remove the unhoused at dawn, are committing human rights violations and theft of private property, throwing away their clothes, hygienic items, vital information and food, hazmat agencies, removing their tents and blankets. And it is incredible how cities would spend taxpayer dollars to do this as opposed to spending the revenue on hotel motel vouchers. As we know, politicians serve their own self-interest with their lies and spies. It's war on the general population. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and older. Call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. This episode is sponsored by FrontlineCampaign.org. And please follow us on Twitter at capital S, H-A-B-A-K-A, capital E-X-P. And check us on Facebook, like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, so I see we got a unknown caller right here calling in. I see they dropped. Okay, our host tonight is the one and only Mr. Che Nkrumah. He should be on shortly. And please give us a call with your comments, questions, and concerns at area code 516-418-5996. And we should be joined by the anchor man tonight, the one and only, Rommel Understanding. And also to our host tonight, the one and only Che Nkrumah. And I'm Shabaka Sankora, your executive producer and co-host tonight. So as we know that when the city comes out there through various agencies and they're dealing with displaced people, you know, they often degrade them by throwing away their personal possessions, throwing away their tents and their temporary shelters and what have you. And they claiming that this is a, you know, health situation, health code violations and what have you. And, yes, of course, being homeless and being unable to house yourself is definitely a code violation against humanity. And the sad part about it is that we make up, you know, less than 25% of the population in the state of California, but we're making up more than 50% of the homeless. Okay, so therefore, is our host with us tonight, Brother Che Nkrumah? Okay, but moving right along. Okay, so like I said, you know, our calling number is 516-418-5996. And also, too, you know, we definitely need, you know, to get Jesse Parris, elected mayor of Denver, Colorado, you know, to bring about change and what have you. And I see we have a caller here. Okay, your mic is unmuted. Where are you calling from, and what's your name and what's on your mind? Hello? Okay, all righty, moving right along. Okay, so like I was saying, that is bad enough, you know, to be out here homeless and, you know, without resources and what have you. And then, you know, to have the state come by and then to put you outdoors to remove all your possessions, you know, what little that that a homeless person has out there is definitely, you know, a human rights violation. And then, of course, you know, it is a traumatic experience, and it could happen to anybody very, very easily and whatnot. And then, okay, is this Brother Che?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man,
okay.
My internet went out.
Okay.
Right when it was
time
for the show to start, so I have to call in.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay. So, therefore, yeah, you know, we got you on there. Okay, so go ahead and take over, Brother Che, and I read the introduction, you know, for us tonight, and this episode is for those 18 years of age and over.
You read the whole introduction?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Where
All
do
right,
the homeless
so,
go?
Yeah, where do the homeless go? Well, the answer is to the death camp. Where do they want our unhoused neighbors to go? The grave. They want them to go to a shelter where there's COVID, where there's meningitis, where there's tuberculosis, where there's all kinds of diseases. Where do they expect them to go? As I stated on numerous shows, housing is the solution to homelessness. In Denver alone, we have almost 30,000 vacant luxury apartments. It doesn't make any sense why people are unhoused besides corporate greed and corruption by way of these politicians and our city government whose pockets are being lined by these developers who keep building houses that is not affordable. Brandy's calling in.
Okay, and they're kind of like puppet on strings, you know what I mean? And if there was any type of justice, you know, or any type of regard for humanity, they say then there would be procedures and laws passed, you know, to prevent this gentrification, number one. Also, to prevent, you know, these hand-picked politicians, you know, from going out here, you know, implementing, you know, this dirty work. And then, like, when you got, you know, various corporations, such like various hazmat services, you know, at the mercy of, you know, or the politicians at the mercy of these agencies, you know what I mean? And, you know, what's to be done about that, you know? And
EHS
exactly.
Here in Denver, they had a contract that extended contract until 2023. These people are straight up racist. They swept the indigenous camp in front of the Four Winds. Are you familiar with the Four Winds Indian Center here in Denver? They had a sweep a few weeks ago, and the workers were chanting white power repeatedly at this indigenous camp that they were sweeping.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's straight up white supremacy at the end of the day. And as says in the description, majority of predominantly the population is black that is unhoused in a lot of these cities, specifically in L.A., San Francisco, Oakland, and in Denver. And ironically enough, these are the number one and number two most gentrified cities in the nation.
Mhm. Yeah. So there's definitely a miscarriage of economical justice right there. You have economical injustice there. It's because, you know, these big corporations, you know, are getting these tax breaks and what have you. And then, of course, you got the unhoused out there, you know, who they're mistreating, you know what I mean, as subhuman just in the tactics that they're using, the type of legislation that is being passed against them and things of this nature right here, you see.
Right.
So what's
touch,
happening
let
is...
Let me touch base on that real quick.
Yes, sir.
So in 2012, Denver passed the urban camping ban. It was a response to the Occupy movement that was going on nationwide and really worldwide, and it was a response to keep the camps down. So now there's an urban camping ban, which makes it illegal for you to sit down, lay down, cover yourself with anything besides your own clothing. So you can be arrested, ticketed, or harassed just for covering yourself with a tent, a tarp, a sleeping bag. Anything besides your own clothing is deemed illegal in the city and county of Denver, and other municipalities that have adopted similar legislation, such as Sitli, where you could be arrested just for sitting on the street. So these politicians need to be held accountable because they passed these laws, like Mayor Michael Hancoon. He passed the urban camping ban, and now every week at city council, at general public comment, we have these white supremacists calling in, like Craig Asterson, who keeps saying that they're not enforcing the camping ban. There is nearly at least three sweeps a week here in Denver.
Wow.
But that's not enough for these people. They literally want a sweep being done 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that's not going to happen because we had a lawsuit. The organization I was previously with, Denver Homeless Out Loud, sued the city and county of Denver, the Lyle versus Denver case, where they have to give notice before they sweep these camps. They have to give 7 days notice before they sweep the camps. And up until recently, they weren't doing that. Now they're doing it because they've been ordered by the courts to do it. But prior to that lawsuit, they were just coming in and sweeping the camps whenever they felt like it.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this here, Brother Che. How much in resources when they bring the police agencies out there, the bulldozers to remove the people's personal possessions, paying a hazmat firm, you know, to do that? Do you got any estimation of how much that costs on a daily basis?
So I can just give you the figures for last year. Last year, the sweeps cost the taxpayers almost $500,000 for the fencing, for the police, for the hazmat, for the mental health clinicians, all of that. From the core request came up to almost $500,000 a year. Now, last year we had about 50-something sweeps. This year we're already doubling that. We're almost at 100 sweeps. So this could have cost taxpayers upwards of $1 million based off the core request that several of our white friendlies, because they're not friends and they're definitely not allies, our white friendlies have acquired via CORA requests against the city, where they have to pay to get this information because it's not public. But, yeah, it costs a lot of money to do these sweeps. It's a lot cheaper to house people than it is to sweep them. But the city and county of Denver continues to sweep people like trash.
Right,
And they lied in 2019. We had ran a ballot initiative called the Right to Rest Initiative 300.
Yeah.
And we got 9,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. And these bastards went and spent $2.5 million in ads and TV commercials to go against Initiative 300. I think Brother Isaiah just called in.
Oh, okay.
And the initiative was defeated horribly. It was like 80% to 20%, 80%
wow.
against 20% in favor. So they know what they're doing with these marketing. They had all these newsletters talking about get your kids, protect your kids. If this initiative passes, you need to protect your kids. There's going to be homeless people camping in front of your house, on your lawn, in your backyard. All of this, we call it NIMBYism, not in my backyard.
Yeah.
All these people
yeah.
were pushing this madness. These people called Together Denver raised $2.5 million to oppose Initiative 300. So as I tell them every week, Shabaka, you spent $2.5 million lying to Denver voters, telling them that Initiative 300 wasn't the answer and that we can do better. They literally had TV commercials saying that we can do better, had the service providers such as Jesus Saves, the Unsamaritan House, St. Francis and the like, Salvation Army, saying, oh, we Initiative 300 isn't the answer and we can do better, had politicians, had would-be politicians, and because this is when I was running for city council at large, and
right.
People that were in my race that were against Initiative 300, and I just couldn't understand why. Why you don't want to give basic human rights to people that are suffering on the streets? Why do you want to criminalize
right.
people who are just trying to survive on the streets? And I got major
right.
pushback for supporting Initiative 300, but I didn't care because that
right.
was where, you know, that's where my values lied, and I stood on my dime, and I got almost 15,000 votes as a result of it. So there was a whole all-out campaign against 300 to get people the right to survive on the streets. And so we got
right.
rights to people's property with the Lyle Denver case, but we didn't get rights to people's person. So now they
wow.
have to give notice before they sweep these camps, but yet they're still arresting people. They're still sweeping them like trash. They're still telling them they have to move along. And there's still people in the city that are not content with the amount of sweeps or traumatic displacements that are going on.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like them politicians there, man, and all these cities where they had these sweeps, you know, Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Denver. It sounds like those politicians, man, need to be stripped of all their resources for about a week and have to live out in the street, man, and see how they fare, you know, like with the rest of them out there, man, you know.
Our next city election is in 2023, and I literally tell them,
right.
look, you need to sweep the council, the mayor, like they sweep the haunted house every night.
Yes,
so this
sir.
Is ridiculous.
You know
all this
I'm
money
saying?
They're spending on just the fencing alone, the fencing costs $5,000. They at five
yeah.
in the morning, they before 5 in the morning, they put this big old fence up, and they basically lock the unhoused in cages. They cage them in and tell them they
right.
have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a crime scene. If you're on the outside looking in, it looks like a crime scene. They have caution tape up. They have police
yeah.
tape, do not cross, all that madness
wow.
up. And then the police are going around harassing people. The EHS workers are going around clowning the unhoused neighbors. Oh, they just need to get
mm-hmm.
a job. Oh, they're just a bunch of drug addicts. Oh, they just need to do something with their lives. No, these people, a lot of these people, like Bea tell you when she speaks, she was
mm-hmm.
out of suite. And the people there were new to homelessness. They just became homeless as a result of the moratorium, the eviction moratorium ending. So they didn't know nothing about this. This was their first experience being swept. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's no fun. You have all your stuff taken away, all your stuff thrown away. You're taken to jail if you have warrants. If you try to stick and stay, they take you to jail. It's just ridiculous. It's inhumane,
yeah.
and it needs to stop.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, we'll see. We got Brother Isaiah and General Romero with us. Okay, those gentlemen's mics are on
yes.
muted.
Yes,
what's
sir. Up, Black Family?
Hey,
what's the show
what's
about?
On?
Peace of love and Black empowerment.
Black love,
peace to God.
What's the show about tonight?
Yes, sir. Tonight, Brother Isaiah, you know, Brother Chet, he's hosting, and tonight is Where Do the Homeless Go? And we're having an open mic and uncensored episode dealing with the inhumane situation that is
rapidly
spreading.
That's a really
spreading.
Good question, too, though, brother. Like, where do the homeless people go at? Like, you know, I've been seeing them every day downtown, and the facilities, they build a tent for themselves. And you know, how the police be? How the police react? They be like, no, come on, you cannot sleep here, you cannot go here or there. Like, it's crazy.
Do they have sit live laws in Baltimore, Brother Isaiah?
Can you say it again, Brother Jack? Can you say that again?
Do they have like sit lie bans? Like if you're sitting on the street. Can you be arrested or a ticket harassed if you're sitting on the street?
Not really though. And they just, you know, there's I think the homeless people just be you know, just be sitting and just be sitting right there. And they don't really say nothing, but when they go inside their tent, and the police will really say something about it. They'd be like, no, come on, you cannot go right here, you cannot sleep right there. You have to go somewhere else.
Okay, so they have urban camping bans.
Yeah. And so
it's crazy.
Too,
like,
and
it's crazy because, I don't see anything wrong with it, but you know, they just, you know, like, you know, if the police really want to help, they should, you know, take them to the hotel room, get themselves cleaned up, do something.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah,
instead
yeah,
of a
yeah,
town
yeah,
or
that's what we're saying. Yeah,
right.
That's what we're saying,
crazy.
Brother Isaiah. It's because, as Brother Chad pointed out, you know, that the city of Denver, you know, each time they do these sweeps, is like costing like $500,000, right? And if the city is spending that money on a daily basis or even on a weekly basis, you could take at least, man, you know, 35, 40 people off the street, man, and put them in a room voucher for about a week. You see what I mean? And give them a chance, you know, to get reoriented, you know, to get cleaned up and start developing a plan, you know, for their improvement to get up out that situation. But, you know, with this graft and corruption with these crooked-ass politicians, and I'm talking about all you crooked-ass politicians in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Denver, Colorado, Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, Houston, all you know good sorry-ass so-and-sos. You know, you need to take that money and go out there, you know, and screen the homeless and see precisely what their issues are. To get them up out that situation, and then, you know, at least house them for at least
that
a week.
People harassing
the
them like on every day.
Yeah, and then the woman and kids, you know, give them at least 2 weeks to 30 days, depending on their situation on a case-by-case basis.
And that's the really crazy and the sad part about that. If they want to harass the homeless women and children, like, come on now. That shit is ridiculous.
And what I'm seeing a lot here in California is a lot of children growing up homeless. You see?
Right.
It's almost, man, well, you damn near got, you know, one generation that's been homeless all their
life. Am I in the queue?
You see what I mean?
Am I on? Can they hear me?
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I've been sitting here on mute. I didn't know if anybody heard me or not. Crack your boy.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it's just not sure where the homeless people go.
I got
a whole bunch to contribute to this.
And then, two, is that I'm under the impression, and this is my educated guess, that in the city of Los Angeles, what they're going to do is have the LAPD going out there and start rounding people up, and then they're going to start putting them in the FEMA camps out there in the deserts of Southern California.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Yeah, and the water is already halfway turned off because...
Right.
Yeah, because the Colorado River, you know, is only less than one-third capacity.
Right.
And that is the main water source for Southern California. You see what I mean? And then, of course, you know, they got the California Aqua.
And, it's on Wolves right here by my way. It's on crazy, and so it's on poor unlooted. And they all throw all kind of shit up in the lake. They throw all kinds of shit in the ocean around my way. Oh, God damn.
Yeah. And you brought that up, too, Brother Isaiah, because off the coast of California, off of Southern California, there's a 13-mile oil spill on there. You know, once again, fucking up the environment. No, they ain't. You know, see, when they have those oil spills, what happens is they go out there, they try to contain it and what have you, but what it does is it washes up on the shore and it starts killing a lot of the biological life, the birds, of course, the species of fish out there. And then, of course, you know, it dwindles off into small waterways and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
And then I remember... as a kid back in 1969, when two oil tankers collided in San Francisco Bay and caused a very, very bad ecological hazard there, you know what I mean? Because that fog gets real thick, you know, and those ships, you know, bouncing to the fucking bridges, they hit each other, and then, of course, it starts killing off all the wildlife there in the bay. Then when it goes off into the marshes, the marshland, you know, of the Bay Shores, you know, like in Oakland and down there to Fremont and San Jose and stuff like that, you say, then, of course, you know, it's killing
right.
off all the
marine life. Question is, what is everybody going to do? What is everybody going to do in the wintertime? It's freezing right now in Colorado.
Oh,
you mean,
it's
so cold.
Right.
And I've been asking the providers all for like 2 weeks now, what are they going to do? What's the plan? And don't nobody want to dialogue with me. And I feel like, you know, it's really irritating at this point. But now I'm like,
am I the
only person with a motherfucking idea? I have a plan, an idea of what I'm going to do. Because, I mean, once we get hit with that first snow here in Colorado, it's going to be heavy. And like they weren't prepared last winter. But me and Shay went out there and checked on everybody and was just moving around the city. They were still sweeping people in the middle of a snow blizzard. They did not give no fucks about it at all, Valley. And let alone bring anything home for these people to eat, drink, or keep them comfortable. You know, I'm already got an idea of how I'm going to, you know, pass out some warmth and whatnot for them, you know, if they got little tents and whatnot. But that's one thing. Like, how are they going to eat? And not to mention, on purpose, these gentrified individuals will make sure the bathrooms and everything stay locked so they can't even go in there to use the restroom, warm their hands, fucking make a lukewarm cup of noodle, fucking nothing, man. You know what I mean? Nothing. And that's a tragedy right there. And all these people are acting like they have the answers, but yet they're not right now trying to work together. And I'm like, look, man, this off-brand behavior needs to fucking end, because we got people that are actually going to fucking lose more limbs, more through the frostbite. They're going to get sick. They could possibly catch the coronavirus at that point because it's wintertime. You know what I mean? They're huddled together like six deep. You know, anybody could have it at that point in time. The shelters are, you know, the women's shelter, there's men patrolling that shit inside. They don't feel safe. The un-Samaritan house, there's all these rules, regs, and propaganda surrounded all that shit. And nobody really, at the end of the day, is really, really, truly concerned, is what I've seen, about the people. And then let alone where there are hardly any, actually no black service providers here. You know what I mean? So nobody's really, truly concerned about our black family that's out there fucking going to struggle, starve, freeze to death, catch frostbite, whatever else fucking atrocity will come with the weather, you know, because some of them are coming from the rent moratorium. The brother we saw that I filmed, I can't even say it like that. The man was in absolute distraught and was weeping. I ain't never seen a grown man get that upset unless it's something severely serious in their life. You know what I mean? And to where tears, they were unconsolable, and they only offered this one man one night in a dive-ass fucking hotel when he deserved better. You know what I mean? He deserved at least a room for like a couple weeks and wraparound services that lead to long-term housing like they give everybody and their mother over here, but they don't want to do it for him. It just seems really prejudicial, very racist, very fucking wrong, and it just drives us crazy over here with me and Che, because what we do every week is fight with city council for them to make the wrong move. You know what I mean? The wrong move.
Mm-hmm.
Going out y'all city. Is it like that over there, too, right?
Right?
In Cali?
Right. But I'm glad
you
mentioned
that. Cali, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then what's happening in with San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Oakland, okay, you know, it gets bigger every year because you get a lot of people who would want to come out of from back east, you know, just to escape the cold. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then, of course, in the Bay Area, it's real rainy and what have you, but, of course, in Southern California, you know, it's warmer, so that might so just on the climatic issue itself on that, that's contributed a lot to LA's homelessness. But at the same token, you know, California, which is supposed to be the richest state, you know, in the nation, they should have no problem, you know, putting the homeless people up. You know, as Brother Che was saying, it's like all these empty-ass office buildings that they have, you know, convert these hotels or upgrade them or what have you, or what they would call your neighborhood dives, you know what I mean?
They're doing it. They're doing it, but, like, it's amazing how certain things get said one week and then, like, 2 weeks later, you don't hear shit about it. Like, I ain't heard nothing about the staying over there off of I-70. I ain't heard nothing about that in, like, over a month and a half. And, it just baffles me because I'm like, don't your numbers don't make sense. None of your numbers make sense. We bring it up. You know, we just try to, like, fuck it now. At this point, we're going to start exposing the extortion. But what good is that going to do if it all goes down in the middle of fucking winter and nobody wants to help? Like, didn't CCH just get a whole bunch of money, Anche?
Uh-huh.
Yep, so, like, they're dishing out the funds, but nobody's getting housed. Nobody's doing anything. And then you got motherfucking supremacists that come on every Monday talking about they're taking pictures of people doing drugs and there's violence. People are throwing beer bottles at just this random guy whenever he goes to his house. I would do, he's an ass. You know what I mean? But, I mean, Jesus Christ, like, anything to make them look worse than what the circumstances are already is what I'm not digging at all. I'm not digging that at all. No, and people are hoarding money, man. There's money there somewhere. Mm-hmm. They just ain't dispersing shit.
Around here in Baltimore, it's a lot of these condemned houses and abandoned houses around my way. So you're telling me that one of those contractors cannot upgrade houses for the homeless people so they so they can go in and so they can wash up and do all that.
California,
really hectic. You're right, it's about money,
though.
The politicians don't care. The politicians don't care every other state.
No,
that's
no
homeless.
They don't.
That's the thing.
And what they need to do, at the municipal level is that they need to use the initiative process at the municipal level to have all these politicians through a city ordinance, regardless of the city that they're in. So if it's Oakland, then all the Oakland politicians. If it's Denver, all the Denver politicians. For you people who's supposed to be maintaining these programs to get them unhomeless and to get them housed, They need to have
no,
your ass
and what they
out
there. They're trying to build, right? They're trying to build more liquor stores. They're going to build a lot of them. They're going to build a lot more those liquor stores around here. Assuming that they're not going to build no houses or nothing. Or they're going to be inside the
what
house.
What I'm getting at, though, Brother Isaiah, is that if those politicians who are in charge of eradicating homelessness, you see what I mean? And if their ass is
going
to go out there, man, and spend 3 days in that situation right there, oh, yeah, you will see a whole lot of changes made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real. You will see a whole lot of changes made. You know what I mean? Okay, I see the Anchor Man is with us there. Okay, what's on your mind, Anchor Man?
Okay. What's up, Brother Anchor? What's on your mind?
Brother Romero.
Brother Romero.
Brother Chay.
Brother Chay, you here?
I do have a question, Shabaka. In California, do they still have that rule if you can defend it, you can keep it?
Okay. In California, do they have what now?
If you defend it, you can keep it. Where there's people going into abandoned houses, and when the police came, there's articles on it over there in California that when the police came, if they could defend it, like hold it down, and they could stay in the place until they were figured out with the bank and whatnot, and then eventually those families got to stay there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that there was a situation. Where up in Oakland, you know, there was these mothers that were there that went and occupied this property, and they went through a lot of litigation at the municipal level. And they said that, you know, they can go ahead and stay there for a minute, you know, to get themselves resituated. And then in some cases, they had people who were homeless on some private property, and the owner came out there and gave him like $1,000 just to get off the property, you know. So hopefully, you know, they went somewhere and got themselves reoriented, you know what I mean, like a room and get a shower and a meal for a few days, you know what I mean, and work on a game plan, you know, to upgrade, you know, the quality of life of their situation. So I know they've done that in Oakland. And I think that there was the Mothers for Housing or something like that, you know, and Brother Che had a lot of knowledge on that, you know, as well, too. And then, so they need to be focusing more on that, you know, as opposed to criminalizing, you know, the situation of what's happening to folks, you know what I mean?
Can you hear Che?
Okay, Brother Jay, you with us?
Brother Jay,
you
still on the line? Yeah, we can hear you now, bro.
What I was going to say earlier was we have, like, 4 million homes. Like, there's enough homes to house people, like, three times over in this country.
Yeah.
Like, literally, there's enough homes. Vacant, abandoned homes in this country is enough to house people like three times over. So it's straight up corruption and greed that is filling this unhoused neighbor problem. And we call them unhoused neighbors instead of homeless because they're part of the community. Even though they don't have a shelter, they're still part of the community. And you can't just sweep them like trash. But that's what we see and all across this nation is that they're sweeping people like trash in these major cities.
Right.
And these politicians are allowing it to just continue to happen. So the people need to have an uprising and say, look, enough is enough of this shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it's mainly our people that are suffering. Like, we think of the homeless white meth addict. There's a lot of them out here, but there's a disproportionately a lot of our people, our black people out there that is suffering
right.
as a result of gentrification, ethnic cleansing that's going on in all these major cities. So,
mm-hmm. same thing around my way. Gentrification ain't no joke.
No. It's our issue. It's our people that are suffering, so
yeah, right.
we need to do something about this. If I had a house, I would be housing people. If I had a building, I'd be housing people in the building. I mean, we have all these
right.
churches and stuff that are supposed to be opening up their doors to the unhoused, yet they close them. Yet they sweep them off.
Yep.
They sweep them off the steps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of crap is that? I thought your savior was unhoused. So it's just the whole hypocrisy of the whole thing. It's just like, what? Like, this is supposed to be the lion's free, home of the brave, the richest nation in the world, but yet we have millions of people that are unhoused, just like we have millions of people that are incarcerated.
Oh, this is not the home of the brave. This is, you know, the homeless people cannot find homes because the police still won't keep harassing them, and they still don't want to sleep out there on the tent. That's called the violation. Like, how's that a violation? Like, that's crazy.
And I thought they were supposed to be defunding the police, not funding the police. We had a whole movement last summer against funding the police, and these bastards are, what are they doing? They're funding the police. They're giving them more money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't definitely need no damn more money at all, or people informing on anybody. I mean, they got whole teams for that type of shit out here. It's really ridiculous. My thought was, if you came up to my tent and started fucking with me, I'm going to come out and whoop your ass. That's what I've been telling all the homeless people. Just get out and fucking whoop somebody's ass. They know better. You know what I mean?
They carry mace.
Yeah.
And they call the police.
Right.
But they're basically deputy citizens. She's talking about this street outreach team that's supposed to be going out and snitching on our house neighbors and letting the police know who's in the camp and doing what in what camp and all this snitching going on.
All that snitching. Yeah, don't do no snitching, y'all.
And fuck, man. I told all the homeless people, I said, man, come knocking on your door, man. Just get out, fuck, cover your face, and whoop that ass, and let them know. Leave your shit alone. Nobody likes their house fight on. Nobody likes their house fight on. One thing, our phones be doing this shit, our computers and everything. It's another thing, somebody just knock on the door, fucking trying to be friendly and ask all kind of invasive fucking questions just to spy on your shit and see what you're up to. That way they can go tell the police in 5 minutes after they walk away. And they wonder why everybody's going to jail. And nobody's coming out. Solution here, down here is like, where do the homeless people go? They're either going down to the river or heading into the hills or going to jail. Sure as fucking going to those shelters where they got to defend themselves all night and worry about them getting violated, jumped, or robbed, you know what I mean, or kicked out because they don't know, they won't tolerate anybody talking to them like they're shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they think they're going to go fucking deeper into certain areas and just camp solo by themselves in a way. Like right now, right by Chase, I just saw three tents put up on the rail track, on the track, like right in front of the railroad. And right where it is, you get brain cancer. I had to go tell them, hey, man, that's your shit. Don't leave it here. You get brain cancer. Yeah, they may be homeless, but they're still human beings. They know they need that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't treat them like human beings at all.
Yeah, we got a call out of 720, the last 4-6241. Okay, we're going to bring them on air. Okay, you're on air there, 720, the last 4-6241.
This is Jefferson calling in to listen to the show.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, we could... Yeah, we can barely hear you.
Brother Jeffrey Washington.
Oh, Dr. Washington, yeah. Welcome, yeah. Dr. Washington. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Sorry, I had
Welcome,
you on my
Dr.
speakerphone.
Washington.
I'm driving. I was just calling in to listen to the show tonight.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Sir. Thank you for calling
okay.
in. Yeah, so what we're doing
got any,
is...
input?
You know, brother, I just called in. I really haven't had a chance to listen to what you all been talking about.
Oh, okay. All right, Dr. Washington. What we're talking about is where does the homeless... Yeah, go ahead, brother. Chad.
We're talking about where do the homeless go in a lot of these major cities. Where do they want the unhoused neighbors to go? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the law, the draconian laws that's been put in place that are criminalizing people just for surviving on the streets. Like here in Denver, we got the urban camping ban where it's illegal for you to lay down, cover yourself with anything besides your own clothing, stuff like that. Getting into how the police are harassing them and arresting them just for surviving on the streets.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough, brother. I seen in one of these ballot measures they have coming out here in Denver. So you say vote no on it? Can you give some more info?
Yeah,
it's not gonna help at all. They're already spending $400 and something million a year on the unhoused.
So where is that money going?
It's going into the pockets of the developers.
Not the money to the government.
Yep, that they're just sitting on.
The service providers like Jesus Saves and call looking for the homeless.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean that makes no sense. Like you can be using that money to actually put people in houses.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then
what happens too is, and it puts these damn politicians on the spot, particularly at the executive branch level of the municipality. Like how Brother Che is at, how you got Mayor Hancoon there in Denver, you know what I mean? And they're going out there, man, spending $500,000, man, you know, on city resources, you know, to move the people from one spot to another. And it's so inhumane is because you can see it's being done with a high level of insensitivity to a blighted person's situation, number one. Number two, in my opinion, it's a human rights violation. You see, and particularly there in Denver and Chicago and New York and Baltimore and places where it snows, you see, that's even more drastic. You see, now you got people freezing to death out there. And then what's happening is, as you already know, with the water drought situation happening in California, I have a theory that in Southern California is that they're going to put all the unhoused out there in FEMA camps out there in the middle of the desert. And let them die
from the water.
You see, yeah, from dehydration. You see what I'm saying? And then quite naturally, of course, they'll limit the resources that they can get out there with them for clothing, temporary shelter, medications if they need it, you see. And then, of course, you know, you're going to have all the people on top of each other. So, of course, you know, it's going to be, what do they call that? You know, a lot of tension with it.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, people are uncomfortable. They're already in a bad situation. So, of course, psychologically, this is going to mess with them. So then, of course, they're going to say, well, you know, these type of people, all they do is drugs and stuff like this. They're homeless because they want to be. Hey, don't nobody want to be homeless.
Nobody don't want to be homeless, right.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the fact.
Yeah.
So that needs to be, like you said, that's the human rights issue. And just like healthcare, you know, it has to be talked about as a human right, you know.
Right.
To have a place
and
to,
the UN
to stay.
Been here. The UN has been here. The UN was here last year, year before last, and observed what was going on and said this is a violation of the UN, rules and regs on genocide and shit. And this is straight up genocide, what they're doing. So, yeah, to your question, Brother Jeffrey, yeah, definitely vote no on 2B. 2B is not going to do anything to help our unhoused neighbors. It sounds good on the surface, but it's not going to do anything. They're just putting more money into their pockets. Like I said, these service providers, the money is going into their administration, and then whatever's left is trickling down into putting people into shelter, putting people in hotels and motels.
Yeah, and I've seen some of those shelters. Like, those are absolutely unsafe for anybody, especially a woman with a child. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
That's some of those places I've seen.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And
then,
of course,
they don't even help women with children here. And they don't help women with children. There's one spot, unless it's a domestic violence thing or anything, but they don't help women with children out here on the streets. They really don't. They make them jump through so many hoops and loops. They'd rather help a man than they would a woman, let alone a black woman with a child.
That's, and this is supposed to be a woman's state. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, that makes no sense. But you see, I mean, if enough people, you know, get behind it, you see when you had all these white people coming out during COVID-19, making all these demands on, you know, making the government pay their rent and pay their mortgage. So you can put enough pressure on the government to get them to do the right thing. It's just a matter of organizing enough people and having a specific agenda, you know, for them to follow through on, instead of them proposing these ballot measures, like you said, brother Che, these measures that they're proposing for their benefit, you know, it has to be the people's agenda.
Right. Exactly. Because, you know, because you're still paying taxes, even when a homeless go buy their commodities. When they go buy hygienic items and stuff like that, you're still paying a damn sales tax, and in some cases a damn county tax. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So they're still taxpayers. You see? So just on that premise alone right there, there shouldn't be no damn homelessness.
Right. Exactly. Nobody should not be homeless. That's the speech. Because on them tax plans.
Exactly, because you're still paying taxes. You still, when you go buy your vices, cigarettes, alcohol, shit like that, you know, you're still a taxpayer on it.
Right, that's right.
You know what I mean?
If you want to buy some homes, that's tax.
We have another show where, because they're trying to ban all menthol tobacco products here in the state of Colorado and the city and county of Denver. They're trying to ban them all.
Say that again.
Flavored tobacco products. So the vapes, all that. They're trying to ban all of that. And they're having another hearing.
California's trend.
October 27th.
So they're trying to ban it?
Yeah.
So Colorado and California trying to ban a menthol. Okay.
Man, I love menthol. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, and I think in some counties in California, you can't buy menthol cigarettes. I know that. And Alameda County is one of them. And that's Oakland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they started that in their presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, California, you know, kind of like set these trends all across the nation. You know what I mean? You see?
Right.
And then also, too, is that with this oil spill, you know, off the coast of California. So quite naturally, of course, that's going to be affecting water quality. That's also going to be affecting the environment you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So certain seafood.
And there's water and this water and ocean and beach around my way is so polluted. They do all kinds of shit in the water.
Yeah.
You know, like the,
oh yeah.
They
do
like all
New
kinds
Jersey.
Of trash and shit. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to step
it. Yeah, see? Because, you know, you got quite a few big cities on the East Coast.
Yep.
You see, Baltimore,
yeah.
New
York,
Washington, D.C.
It's really bad. They throw all kinds of toxic waste down in the dumps in the waters. So
you
even want to go out fishing, you could be looking at all kinds of fish, like the four-eyed fish, three-eyed fish, you know, the four. Yep, all kinds of fish.
Right. So what it is that, you know, this has caused a chain reaction in the environment. You see, just like
yeah.
with that damn power plant over there in Japan that was owned by Tokyo Electric.
Oh,
yeah,
Fukushima, I heard about that.
You know, yeah, that shit is still dropping radiation into the Pacific Ocean. Yeah.
It's been over a decade.
Yeah, and it's been leaking 24/7, 365 a year for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more than 3,000 days, more than 3,600 days, man, that shit has been getting dumped into the Pacific. And, you know, then at this point, you know, it's affected all the world's oceans and waterways and what have you see? And then, too, when with the homeless, you know, being out there with exposure and things of that nature right there, you know what I mean? It's because you got people bathing by fire hydrants, washing their clothes by fire hydrants, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things of that nature right there, you see? But then, you know,
sleeping in the
this
car.
State has got all this damn money in it, you know, from social media and social engineering and all that old shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so you just figure that these damn politicians, you know, would put some type of legislation that's saying, hey, we got an emergency right here, you know, for the general public.
Basically, a housing project in to house a whole bunch of people. I heard that they were planning on putting like a big old high rise building to warehouse a bunch of the unhoused in Skid Row in L.A.
Wait a minute. They are they gonna put up more homeless people in there?
Yeah.
In the high rise?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have that Operation Home Key where they're putting them in the abandoned motels.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then really what they need to do is go tax that damn Hollywood industry, you know, and
they're definitely right, they're definitely
see, they need to do
at some point they were talking about using the money from the weed company here to house people too. I mean, they come up with all good ideas that sound good, but they ain't acting on none of them, so we're trying to take it in our own hands to help out and see what we can do. Just, it may not be much, but it might be something.
Yeah, but even still, though, what I'm saying is with this here being a human rights violation, that this is an act wrong within itself. You see what I mean? You know, and then got people running up and down the goddamn expressways and freeways and shit, talking about, you know, I'll work for food. Work for food?
Right. And they've been saying,
you know,
something like, they've said something like, and do you have like $2 for food? I would do something else for $2. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, you see. Hell, I've even seen people on the side, on the damn off ramps of the interstates in California talking about they'll work for food. Work for food.
I'm like, what the hell?
And you mean to tell me these damn politicians, man, don't see that and can't see that there's a severe crisis right there?
No. They just look at the homeless people as some animals, you know, that they just all send out there on police for their animal control, and that's all that is.
Clean them up. Clean up. That's what they call them. They call them clean up, but we call them sweep because they're raised. They're doing them at 5 in the morning. On average, 5 o'clock in the morning when they're doing these sweeps. They show up before 5 o'clock, and they start doing the sweeps at about 5 in the morning. And
5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, now,
what the hell?
They're just collecting clocking hours, man.
They don't have that's it, sad. They don't have nothing else to do. Just wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and just harass homeless people.
And all the money they're spending on the resources to do that, they could be putting that off of motel vouchers and what have you, and hotel vouchers, and start a trend of getting so many people off the street. And then for these trillionaires out here with this social media money and shit, you all want to sit up there and regulate every damn thing. How about some of you cats, unass some of them billions, because it takes a whole $1 billion to make a trillion.
About that.
So what you means is, if they took $50 billion, they could write that shit off with their crooked-ass tax accountants, on their taxes. And then you can get these people, up off the street, into some decent housing and let them get back up on their feet. And then what they need to do, if these politicians were serious and were not on puppet strings to these bastards, you see what I'm saying? They'll tell them, hey, you know what? Guess what? We're just going to have to hit you with a little bit more tax for each time that somebody, plugs into your social media platform in this municipality.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to break some bread. You see what I mean? Because, all these bastards are making money off of everybody's personal information through these damn cell phones and shit.
Right.
You see? So if you had some type of humane wealth distribution, you see what I mean? It will probably eliminate 90% of the homeless.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because of course, you got those who are out there due to mental issues and what have you. Yeah, you see? And then the cold part about the deal is that they don't even want the damn people to be in a position to vote, you see? So once again, that's a violation right there.
Definitely knows that. Them homeless, the government is not trying to let the whole homeless people vote. I know that too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. this shit is all bad, man. You know what I'm saying? And so therefore, man, need to figure out ways, implement ways, or what have you, So what do you got to say about all that, Dr. Washington?
Brother, I mean, a lot, but the solution is so simple. So, I mean, it just boils down to the people that's the place that can make everything.
Fucking up.
Fading in and out, bro.
Yeah, Dr. Washington.
Yes, sir.
Brother Washington. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Yes,
oh, okay. Yeah, it boils down to the people that's in place that can make everything you all are talking about a reality. They don't have the will to do it. They have the money to do it. There was a time in this country where the highest tax rate was 90%. So they know that they can raise the necessary money and just looking around here in Denver, there's so many vacancies where they could just move people directly into these places if that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, right.
You know, they just don't have the will. They just don't have the will to do it. Because you look at a place like Colorado, California, it's all ran by Democrats, which is supposed to be the party of the poor. Well, why do you have so many poor people in these places? So much hunger in these places.
Yeah. And then also, too, you know, to quote Brother Che, hey, and we're still waiting on you Biden supporters, you know, to call in. You know what I mean? And, you know, we yet to hear from you. You know, and we understand that you've been lied to, and we understand that you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, but you can still call in is because what's happening is that old Hyde Biden, you know, is getting real tyrannical.
Sleepy Biden.
You know, behind these vaccine mandates. And then, you know, in the quote to Anchorman, you know, this shit is just
down. He's trying to mandate that shit.
So they don't have any plan to solve the problem. Their solution to the problem is murder. You know, they just basically want poor people to die, either die or house them in prison.
What it's looking like.
You know, it's funny. They never run out of jail cells for people, but they run out of housing. You know, you always got enough prison cells, but you never have enough homes for people to live. So that tells you what their agenda is right there.
Absolutely, indeed.
That's real talk.
And then I haven't done no study on it, so they need to compare how much it costs to house an inmate. You see what I'm saying? And what is it generally? Two-man cells? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I think, like, they can get up to about 30 or 40 people into a pod, right? So why don't they look at that as the money that they spend on that? You see what I mean? And
they have a whole towns become employed based on one prison. Like, that's how much money they spend, where they can employ a whole town. Just on one prison, so that lets you know the amount of money that they spend.
Oh, yes, sir. A place called Susanville, California, is just what you described, Dr. Washington.
Yes, sir.
It's just what you described.
Starling.
Because, you know.
Starling.
Yep, that's how it is down here.
Yeah. You see, so a whole town, you know, the population of a whole town can be employed by one prison system. If not two, you see what I mean? And then of course, all the money that they spend on the criminal justice system to incarcerate people, you know, hey, divert some of them damn funds, you see, to get the homeless people up off the street so they don't be future inmates, you see? But
that's
too much like right. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those scenarios where that there is too much like right.
But it's just like medicine, healthcare. You can't have people running a medical system for profit, just like you can't have people in the business of housing people for profit. That's number one, where they raise the rent every year that don't have anything to do with the actual cost of maintaining, you know, the actual house or apartment or wherever you live. It is all about a profit. And they really don't have no capacity whether you can pay it or not.
Profit. And as long as we have Telluride in Colorado, it's no rent control.
Yeah, so everybody's at the mercy of the landlord, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
Got a lot of stuff from them, too.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like I said, off in the city of Los Angeles, and we're still talking about you damn Hollywood executives out there. It's because you all are shelling out all that money to the Los Angeles Film Commission to get your permits to go film that bullshit in the city of L.A. And then a lot of independent movie companies are going to their gentrifying marginal areas like they do in Los Angeles. And, you know, they spending it and renovating the building, but they using it for independent movie maker studios. You see?
Give your famous speech. Right. Give your famous speech.
So, yeah. Oh, yes, sir, without a doubt. You know, to all you heads up there, the movie companies, Universal, Paramount, at 5555 Rose Avenue, Warner Brothers, MGM out there in Culver City, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, Warner Brothers and Universal Pictures, from the bottom of our heart. Two words for you with the most sincerity is fuck you. It's because you got too much money. And then you're in an industry where you're making money off of bullshit, and you need to go ahead and pass some legislation where you crooked bastards can get you some more tax breaks to take some of that revenue and house these people who look at your shit on these streaming services and Netflix and all that. And then also, too, speaking of Netflix, there's been a lot of controversy about Mr. Chappelle.
Transphobic now. That bullshit. I swear, and then all day, and this world do not have no sense of humor. Like, I didn't see nothing wrong on that. And what he said, he was telling like it is. He poked fun at of everybody. So he's a comedian. So that's what he's supposed to do.
Right. No group is getting clowned.
It was excellent, and you know the ones that didn't like it were the ones that aren't like us.
Yeah, because they're making that constant revenue off of that bullshit. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
And they got
I listen to an audience already knows of how we feel about Hollywood and the city of Los Angeles.
Hollywood.
You see?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I'm
then also, too, I want to, you know, because I'm not too up on this story, but just what's up with Mr. Chappelle and what he did on Netflix, and they was calling this man saying that he's got all these phobias. Anybody want to drop some knowledge on that a little bit?
Man, he told the truth.
He's telling the truth, and who cares? I mean, there's a lot of sensitivity going on over there with them. Other than that, I mean, it was a good ass show. Whatever he's doing, he's just everybody's defending him and coming out the woodwork. I haven't seen nothing yet, but I haven't kept up on it because I've been catching up on podcasts. I've missed like three of them. So I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything negative, any more negative than what's already been going on.
Yeah, they are definitely new races, though. They are the new races, the LGBT. They are the new races.
Yeah,
you cannot talk bad about them at all. Mm-hmm. You cannot talk bad about them. You're going to be like, shut down. And say, oh, no.
That's
oh, my God, he talked about us. Cancel him.
Like, this is it, y'all. This is the last one. Whatever I'm saying is going to get me shut down. They're doing everything in their power to shut him down. But you see how they did the coach to the L.A. Raiders. Or the what is it now? The Las Vegas Raiders?
Yep.
Yeah, they're the Las Vegas Raiders now.
That's the state of affairs for Oakland.
Yeah, well, they don't even know what to do with the Alameda County Complex. You know what I mean? It's just sitting out there. And with all that money that place has made, you mean to tell me that they cannot go out there in that parking lot and the city of Oakland cannot put up 1,200 tents? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
would he
damn,
with some cotton
no,
and sleeping
man,
bags.
Good, yep.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's like that. They could put the SOS camps right there. The SOS houses that we got, like, down here, they put them up there in that parking lot. That would house, like, a grill. And they're good. They're, like, fishing, ice fishing tent with heated thermal insulation. And they could put a whole SOS camp right there, emergency. They're real quick to put up. They're just tents.
Yeah.
And, but they're structured. They feed them. They give them resources. They get them on housing. I mean, that's what we're doing down here. They
can
do that right there in that
parking
lot.
Yeah.
They're safe. Stands,
but, you
know, there's
this thing called corporate
wow.
greed. You see what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
That just goes to show is that they're not paying their fair share of taxes. But you
mm-hmm.
and I,
nope.
you know, they want to tax us for this shit. They want to tax us for that shit. And then keep in
right.
mind, you know, good-ass politicians, as that the homeless are still paying taxes, you see?
Yeah,
when
of
they
course.
Go and buy their,
how about
yeah,
that?
Of course, when
right.
they buy their items that they're using to survive on under extreme circumstances, they still paying
yep.
taxes on them. So
they yep.
qualify
and they've got
as
some on my account.
Taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
You see
yep.
what I mean? Even if you're going
yep.
in the store, you know, paying a tobacco tax, or up in Seattle, a damn coffee tax. He's still a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
That's right.
Even if you got a damn job or not, rather if you're living in a damn mansion or rather if you're living in a cardboard box, you're still paying
right.
taxes.
Yep. And, you know, yep. Biden ain't going to give out no more stimuluses unless you got, like, 50 kids. That's all
the
reason doing it.
And once again, you know, we are reaching out there to all you Biden supporters. You know what I'm saying? And we still haven't heard.
Don't be afraid
from,
to call.
You know,
we want to hear from you.
Biden supporters. And this dude. Yeah, and he's been in office over
right.
6 months now. And then when I
and
get back here to the state of California. And then when I get back here to the state of California, they got gas at $5 a fucking gallon.
Yeah, I believe it. How much is bigger?
$5 a gallon
for
and
fucking
to
gas.
That is so crazy.
What
is
the cigarette cost right
now?
Yeah, but
sure,
then,
just
you
wait
know, you all these...
next year, just wait till next year, and the gas is going to be like $6.
Brother
yeah.
Isaiah... I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, man, that come January 2022 in the heart of the winter out here, these motherfuckers gonna be paying $6 a gallon easy.
You're right.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just want to say, fuck Biden and fuck all of you that voted for his ass. You see what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's
going to
be a real
got.
Ugly scene because ain't nobody really healed from the COVID and its 900 variants. You know, so she could get possibly a little bit back to quarantine and shit and curfews and whatnot. And they ain't trying to offer anybody any kind of extra stimulus package, blah, 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 for anybody that continuously stays without income, like happened
that.
when the pandemic first hit. People are losing their jobs, getting laid off left and right. That's the rent moratorium, all that other stuff. They ain't trying to. So when all these people die and are homeless,
okay.
it's going to be a real thing on Washington.
We're not trying to worry about that. You just want to get everything, the vaccine mandated and shit. You're trying to do the vaccine mandate. Like, what the hell? And I'm still not taking it.
It's weird. Don't you think we ain't heard nothing about the vaccine in like 2 days?
Mm.
I think that's so weird.
Yeah.
I ain't heard shit about it in like 2 days.
No, right?
It was never about the virus. It was about control. They just wanted to see how many stupid ass people was gonna go out there
right.
and get vax.
to.
They keep on doing this
on free vaccine and shit, but no, it's not gonna be free now. They're trying to mandate that shit. Like I said, like I'm still not taking it. Sure, if it's trying to mandate over here, I'd be like, no. Sure, you gotta hold me down for me to take it because I ain't taking that shit.
Like 100 years ago when they was going through the Spanish flu, that's exactly what they was doing. They was going door to door, holding people down and giving them the shot.
Yep.
Damn.
That's crazy, right? They had all kinds of flus, and they have all kinds of cures for that, but they can't find a cure. And for this pandemic, well, this fake demic, I don't even call it a pandemic no more. I call it fake demic because that's all that
fake
is trying to.
Pandemic.
Scam demic, plandemic, you know what I mean? And it
and
all is that, you know.
And a fake demic. Sure.
Yeah, and
oh,
then you got these billionaires. You know, up here with $222 billion because they said Elon Musk passed Jeff Bezos as the world's richest man. You know, $221 billion.
Right.
Yeah, he got
man, that's crazy. They're not even called the vaccine shot anymore. They're called the booster shot now. Like, what the hell is a booster shot now?
Yeah, you see.
Hey, did y'all see William Shatner getting ready to go up into space?
Yeah.
Crazy,
yeah.
Right? William Shatner.
He's really going into space.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going far and beyond. They're going like far
yeah.
beyond outer space. Some shit from Star Trek and Star Wars.
Shit earlier about them talking about if you call them aliens, it's offensive. They don't like
wow.
to be called aliens. They like to be called ETs.
Oh, yeah, right.
So if William Shatner brings back an alien, we can't call it an alien.
Wow.
Right. They would find it offensive.
You know what I mean?
So,
and
that's crazy.
Say,
if I say,
it's an alien.
Right. If I say, yo, it's an alien, and they start to go like, oh, no, don't say that. Fuck.
That's what
we
had that word for space is like, fucking one of those things
that
I've never seen in my life.
That's what messed up. We cannot say shit on social media.
Right, and that's another thing. And social media, you know, they taking $8 billions of dollars and trillions and what have you, and they're moving and shaking this world too.
Right, and they can say like whatever they want, but and they just
they
trying to camouflage. They trying to put us a Facebook jail for 30 days.
Yeah,
they
got
me
in Facebook jail.
I can't go live for some reason. They won't let me go live. I cannot
damn,
go live. Even
damn.
If I watch a live video, it'll say, you can't go live. Do you agree with this or
damn.
Do you disagree with this? And I was clicking.
Right. And do you agree with this or you disagree with that? Like, what the hell? Like, I didn't say nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, but what it is what these bastards will do is that they will put you in Facebook jail, right? And then, you know, you go to appeal it. And they say, oh, you did not violate our community standards, but you're still in Facebook jail.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So you see the hypocrisy with it right there. And then I see we're down to our last 10 seconds, and so...